This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Mornings with Matt. I'm Matthew Atkins. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning as we have some more postseason baseball talk coming up for you. We're going to get underway with the two American League Division Series that began last night. Game 1 between the Oakland A's and the Houston Astros kicked things off in the afternoon, and of course, all of America is rooting for the Oakland A's to take down the Houston Astros. Of course, the Astros are very unpopular after their cheating scandal came to light during the offseason, but the A's are failing America so far as they let the Astros get a 10-5 win in Game 1. There was plenty of offense from both teams, 6 home runs throughout the game. The A's actually struck first, but the Astros had big innings in the 4th and 6th to come back and take the win. Alex Bregman was 2-for-4 with 2 runs, an RBI, and a home run, while Carlos Correa, who has done a lot of talking this offseason, was 3-for-5 with 2 runs, 4 RBIs, and 2 home runs, so it seems as if he's backing up his talk so far. The other game yesterday was the Yankees and the Rays, an AL East rivalry, and it was built up as a pitcher's duel, Gerrit Cole versus Blake Snell, but as we know by now, these pitchers' duels never live up to the hype, and it was another offensive explosion from the Yankees lineup as they won 9-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays to take Game 1. Gerrit Cole did actually pitch pretty well. He lasted 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits, walking 2 batters, and striking out 8. It was 4-3 in the top of the 9th when Giancarlo Stanton came up with the bases loaded and hit a grand slam to break things open for the Yankees. He finished the game just 1-for-4 with that grand slam as his lone hit. Meanwhile, Aaron Judge hit a home run as well. He was 1-for-5 on the night with a run, an RBI, and a home run. We have another full day of baseball coming up today beginning at 2 p.m. with Game 1 of the Braves versus Marlins NLDS. It'll be Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins facing Max Fried on the mound for the Atlanta Braves. And the last time that Fried took the mound, he lasted 7 innings against the Cincinnati Reds, gave up no runs on 6 hits, no walks, and struck out 5 batters. So we'll look for another terrific performance from him as he takes the mound against the Marlins this afternoon. The other NLDS series getting underway today is the Padres and the Dodgers. It's not yet known who will take the mound for the Padres, but Walker Buehler will get the start for the Dodgers. That should be another very exciting series. And of course, the two American League series that got underway yesterday will continue this afternoon with Game 2. And in the A's versus Astros series, it'll be Sean Manaea versus Framber Valdez on the mound for the Houston Astros. And in the Yankees-Rays series, it'll be rookie pitcher David Garcia taking the mound for the Yankees, facing Charlie Morton of the Rays. Another full day of baseball, 4 very exciting games, and I'm looking forward to spending pretty much all day watching these games. Some non-postseason news. Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins will undergo Tommy John surgery on his non-throwing arm. He's expected to miss 4-6 weeks due to the surgery. The injury occurred on September 12th when Hoskins attempted to field a throw and his elbow collided with the runner. He should be able to return for spring training next season, or at least sometime early in the regular season. Make sure to check out our postseason predictions on our Facebook and Twitter pages. We had to make some tweaks for the next couple of rounds because our first round picks didn't really turn out so well. So make sure to check those out. Mine were out yesterday. Trey's will come out this afternoon. Also, make sure to tune in to the next episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast tomorrow morning as Trey and I take a deep dive into the postseason topics of the day. And tune in on Friday for a special guest edition of Foul Ball Area as we have a yet-to-be-determined special guest join us on the podcast. That's all I've got for today's edition of Mornings with Matt. I hope you all enjoyed the postseason games today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.